Now, as I was saying, a partnership has been launched with the aim of strengthening Ireland's approach to managing invasive species. The National Parks and Wildlife Service and the National Biodiversity Data Centre have joined forces to establish the Invasive Species Bureau. The partnership was launched at the NBDC in Waterford yesterday morning, as well as a new roadmap for managing the Asian hornet in Ireland, which is an insect that's causing great concern in other parts of Europe. But of course, it's not just insects, it's also plant life. Rhododendron, we all know very well about that here in Kerry. North American mink and Japanese knotweed in particular. Now, this all comes as we learned this week that several high-risk invasive plants that are illegal to sell in Ireland have been found on sale to Irish shoppers. Assistant Professor of Environmental Horticulture in UCD, Dr. Nolan Smith, has spotted some of these for sale and is with me on the line. Nolan, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry, and yeah, good morning to everyone in Kerry, and thanks for the interest in this, yeah.
Now, tell me, what have you spotted? First of all, you'd obviously welcome the NPWS and the data centre getting together, the Biodiversity Data Centre getting together to launch this bureau to try and tackle invasive species coming into the country, whether they're insect life or plant life. Is it good news from that point of view?
A great initiative, and I think, yes, definitely one that needs supporting, and I'm very heartened to hear this, and congrats to all in National Parks and the National Biodiversity Data Centre. It's wonderful news. Yeah, I think we're getting serious about invasives. I think in Kerry, you guys, as you say, have known about invasives for a long time. You know, everything likes to grow in Kerry, and, you know, huge efforts by National Parks and Wildlife staff in the National Parks and Wildlife down there, you know, getting rid of rhododendron. So I suppose, really, when we're looking at this regulation, there's lots of other things that are on the regulation here now that we can find in trade. And we don't want to be kind of weeding or spending money weeding those out in years to come. So, you know, these are basically banned in trade under the new regulation, the statutory instrument 374, 2024. So over 30 plants on it there. And so coming some of the, we're just out of, you know, kind of bluebell season. So Spanish bluebell is on that list. We have lots of Irish bluebells, and you have lovely Irish bluebell, you know, in your oak woodlands down there as well. So I suppose there's lots of these Spanish ones for sale. So the problem is, once they get out into the landscape, they cross with the populations in Ireland, and this kind of reduces our local biodiversity. And yeah, so all we end up with is, you know, kind of Spanish bluebells and hybrids, and our little local populations of the Irish bluebells kind of, you know, disappearing or just being hybridized out of existence, really. Yeah. So, you know, things like this, we
should. That's a concern.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're seeing, how many of the, there's 30, you mentioned that list there in the new regulation which came in, were relatively new, 2 years ago that came in. Yeah. 34 plant species banned not to be sold in Ireland because of the damage they would do if they were planted and they spread. Yet you saw many of them, many of them still for sale effectively, being advertised to gardeners here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you don't have to do much just to buy Spanish bluebell, or if you put in bluebell, you'll be offered the Spanish one. You won't be, you know, that's the one that's in the trade, you know, because it's easier to grow and easier to get. The other things are things that are on our coastal cliffs here that have taken over the Lizard Peninsula in Cornwall. This thing, Carbobrotus edulis or Mesembryanthemum. So Mesembryanthemum edulis, if you go to, you know, garden centres, that's for sale in those garden centres as well. And this is another of the regulated invasives as well. Giant rhubarbs, tree-cornered leeks, myriophyllum, some of these watery plants as well. You're very famous for your lakes down there. I mean, we've lost the corb, lots of the corb, to a thing called Largra siphon, which is this oxygenator people put in their ponds, and then maybe it gets to a bit rampant and then they throw it into the lake. So I think, yeah, all of these things are actually on the list, and yeah, and lots of them available for trade online and actually in our garden centres. So I suppose it's a bit of a plea, you know, to anyone with a garden centre or, you know, a garden, you know, don't be dumping any of these, you know, things. Sometimes we have a little dumping spot in our garden if things get a bit weedy, you know, and, you know, they can jump the garden fence. So I suppose that's it. We don't want things jumping the garden fence. We want to, you know, anything exotic, just keep it in our garden, and anything you know, especially in Kerry as well, such a wonderful, you know, places, you know, with your oak and your woodlands and your UNESCO and your national parks. I mean, Kerry is very special, so you have to be super careful in Kerry because everything likes to grow in Kerry. Yeah, so all of these regulated ones, but anything exotic as well,
You need to keep an eye on. Is there a danger as well, or an assessment being carried out at the moment on the cherry laurel plant species for the danger that poses?
Yeah, that's right. So after rhododendron, I think, yeah, definitely people will know the cherry laurel, you know, again, you know, as the second, you know, it's in all of our woodlands as well and spreading, I mean, nearly as much as rhododendron. It's already established out there. And I suppose we're selling that as well still in our garden centres and nurseries. The difference here is that cherry laurel at the moment is not on this regulated list. There is, you know, risk assessments being carried out by the data centre in National Parks and Wildlife to try and look to see, you know, do we have enough evidence really to put this on the list? So I suppose the Irish Wildlife Trust there, I think, have been calling for this to be added to the list. The National Biodiversity, I think, Assembly as well, lots of those people calling for it to be put on the list because we know it's out there and we know it's spreading and it's impacting. I think I've definitely seen lots of laurel and Killarney fern sites around the country. You know, Killarney fern grows not only in Killarney but in other places, kind of through Waterford, Wicklow, places like this as well, Clare. So again, this is an impacting. So again, impacting on our local species, our own biodiversity is really kind of pushed to the fringes now. And if you have these...
And is that part of the problem, Noeline? The issue, like a gardener gets in touch, as I was reading about this, and apparently there was talk also about banning the fuchsia and the mombrisha. Mombrisha, that glorious orangey red flower, brightens up the roadsides in Kerry during the summer. Fuchsia is synonymous with Kerry. This gardener is arguing this would be an overreaction if these plants were targeted as well. But is that part of the issue here? Notwithstanding what the listener says about mombrisha and fuchsia, how long they've been here, people like them, but that they're monocultural, can I call it that way, that they exclude the local native plants and they damage biodiversity and the Irish biodiversity that was here native and animals and insects that feed off all of that, it's not very obvious the damage that's being done, shall we say, by these species. If they do
So I suppose you buy a pack of Irish wildflower cards and you'll see fuchsia and mombrisha, but fuchsia is actually from Chile and it's pollinated by birds, hummingbirds in Chile, and this is mombrisha is from South Africa. So I suppose we've accepted them in the landscape and that they've sat there. I think the problem is as we become more, as development and more agriculture, a lot of our, you know, what would have been a whitethorn or a blackthorn hedge, you know, and cow parsley is now fuchsia and mombrisha. And I suppose we really, rather than judge, we have to ask ourselves, you know, do we want to have our local Irish nature protected, which all of the birds and all of the, you know, the pollinators and all of the species that rely on our native flora, they're under threat. And do we want to be, you know, giving them resources that are not really good for them, you know, in you know, fuchsia, mombrisha, rhododendron, you know, we're not providing a resource for our local wildlife. So I suppose that's really, you know, kind of a philosophical question. They look good, I mean, but does it look any better than our own local, you know, hawthorn and blackthorn hedges?
And in those other countries, Noeline, they would have natural, they'd probably have natural inhibitors or natural controls in the balance of nature that exists in their diversity, whereas they don't have here. That's why they're so omnipresent, that there is no controlling factor because they're not native to the area.
That's right, yeah. So a lot of people say that when, you know, exotics get out into the landscape, they have no enemies, you know, this enemy release. You know, there's nothing that eats them or there's nothing that kills them, you know. They're free to roam, you know, in a sense. So, and I suppose that's really, we you know, when these things get out into the landscape, I mean, mombrisha is a very weedy plant, you know. I think anyone that's had mombrisha in the garden will know it goes nuts. Like, it does go nuts. It likes it here. It's, you know, it's totally happy and very adapted. And like, Kerry is a great place to grow plants. You know, you have so many local species here that are very special. And I think, yeah, like why, you know, I think we really should be supporting, as time goes on, nature is on the fringes, you know, where, you know, our 90% of our habitats in bad condition, you know, lots of our species doing bad, but, you know, things like this. So I suppose we have this chance really to do something about it. And I think it's great that, you know, in Killarney, you really have got behind, you know, the eradication of rhododendron, because you see the impact, yeah. You know, I mean, do we want to see like the roadsides of Kerry just with no hawthorn and no blackthorn and no, you know, do we want to see them just full of chili and plants? I would say no, you know, if you ask a Kerry person, okay. They would say no. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Nolene, brilliant stuff. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning. That's Dr. Nolene Smith there with me on the line, Assistant Professor in Environmental Sustainable Horticulture at UCD, talking about those issues of some plants invasive, not allowed here, still being sold to Irish gardeners. Give us your view on that debate. We want to hear from you on the programme. Lots more on the way on Kerry Today. Kerry.